You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, this is going to be a truly live show because my guest, who is the founder of NoFest, had to take care of some emergencies. So we've made some last-minute changes, and I've got two other guests. We're going to have Sean Hawking on the show, who is one of the artists, and we're going to have Caleb Bartlett. Before we bring them on, I want to mention what this show is about. They're going to be speaking about NoFest, which is a total immersion experience focused upon navigating Earth's present shift to a higher level of consciousness. It's coming to Los Angeles on October 12th through 14th, 2012. NoFest will feature art, music, healthy cuisine, and presentations by forward thinkers such as world-renowned artist Alex Gray. There will be art exhibits, permaculture installations, and demonstrations of new products and systems for living that will expand the mind and increase our level of awareness. As we move toward the convergence of the Mayan, Chinese, and Egyptian calendars, sweeping changes in science, philosophy, education, media, economics, and spirituality mark a shift that makes one wonder if 2012 might indeed be the end of the world as we know it. Well, let's hope it is. What is behind the surge of interest in the ancient mysteries? Is today's technology the birth of a new form of consciousness? Are the rapid changes we are experiencing moving us toward an era of greater health, longevity, and sustainability, or past the point of no return? The presenters, artists, and performers of NoFest have lived lives dedicated to finding the answers to these very questions. The information they impart will help us navigate this unexplored territory and to learn what we didn't know we didn't know. This event is taking place in Los Angeles on October 12th through 14th, 2012, and the website is www.nofest.com, and that's spelled KNOWPHEST.com. Now, I'll probably bring on Caleb first. Caleb Bartlett is one of the co-founders of NoFest. He's living in New York. He was involved with the church for a few years, a screenwriter for 5 years, and he met Alan Savory, who is the other founder, in Irvine at an event, and they are facilitating this consciousness shift called NoFest. My other guest who's with us also is Sean Hawking. Sean is a visionary artist based out of Hawaii. He was involved with numerous corporate entities for a while, and then he founded Tight Joint Productions with a few friends who were involved with the burgeoning electronic dance music scene. During that time, he experimented with psychedelics, which led to a heightened awareness of consciousness and changed his outlook on the possibilities of art, and he decided that corporate advertising wasn't for him. We'll find out more about him when we bring him on. His website is www.shockingartwork.com. So, to begin this show and talk about the marvelous people who are going to be at NoFest, let's talk to Caleb now. Caleb, how are you?
I'm good, Lance. Thanks for having us.
Oh, I am so happy that you guys are participating in the shift in consciousness. You know, it gets to be so dark in the world when you see the corporate news, controlled news, continuously stream their negativity and unconsciousness to so many people that would like to change. And you guys are bringing together some of the top people in the spiritual and consciousness realms, including in shifting economics. So would you like to start with just a little bit about NoFest and your view of it?
Sure, I'd be more than happy to. NoFest was really, it was really a conversation that got started between Alan Savory and myself about education. I had grown up in a homeschool environment, and one thing that my mother always said to other teachers whenever she would counsel people on teaching or educating children, she always used to say, if you can teach a child to teach themselves, then you've succeeded in teaching. And I think that one of the things that we're up against right now in this country and in the world is in the mainstream is that a lot of what is considered education is not so much helping people to think for themselves as much as it is telling them what they should or should not think.
Yeah.
And the power to think for yourself comes from the access to knowledge. And nowadays, with the information age, with internet, with technology and all the things that are out there to access knowledge, more and more people are able to change their paradigm and research and find things out for themselves. And, you know, there's a lot of events out there. There's a lot of technology conferences. There's a lot of future conferences. There's a lot of things that are out there that are telling everybody what's going to happen in the future. But Alan and I put our heads together and we really talked about, you know, what can help people educate themselves now? You know, how do we put knowledge and learning and facilitating a personal shift and really change the planet one person at a time by facilitating and empowering people to learn on their own. And we really believe that that's what NoFest is, the core of NoFest is really all about, is how do we get information and experiences into people's hands that will change the way that they think to make them better human beings, basically, to care more for themselves, care more for their families, and care more for the planet. And we really have worked hard to try and build an event that embodies that. And as a first-year event, there's a lot of things that we've been trying to overcome and make happen, but it's been good so far, and it's going to be an exciting time.
Well, and you know, I noticed that one of the things that you're doing, which is somewhat novel, is that all teachers and professors get in free at NoFest when they present their teaching certificate. So that's a wonderful way to bring people in who are on the cutting edge of teaching. They're right there with the kids. And you know, we know that the children are taught from the television tube from the moment they come out of the womb to eat this and take that. They're targeting babies. And not only that, but there's some pretty horrifying things about fluoride being in baby food. So these are just, you know, we could go on with a list of horrors that are being done to the children endlessly, but this is offering solutions. And so that's what's so exciting about it. Now, who are some of the people that will be presenting at the event? Because you have some great people.
Just off the top of my head, since you mentioned the teachers, and I'd like to make a quick note about that. You know, if there are any teachers listening, one of the reasons we made that decision was because, you know, we're doing this event here in Hollywood, and we really said to ourselves, you know, there are plenty of events that go on where everybody invites all the movie stars that they can get their hands on and all the rock stars and all that kind of thing. But we really believe that, you know, right now in this country, you know, teachers are not being paid enough money. Their salaries are more lower than they should be. They're not being taken care of and respected by the government and by families and by society. And there was a time when being a teacher and a professor was an honorary job.
Absolutely.
So that's why we've done what we decided to do. And in light of that, we've got two, you know, off the top of my head, as far as education is concerned, we've got Mr. Ron Kaufman coming, who is an amazing individual. He was born a nonverbal autistic child, and his parents developed some very revolutionary therapy techniques with him, and based on observing human behavior as opposed to curbing human behavior. and pulled him out of autism to the point that he's been diagnosed as being cured of autism and graduated from an Ivy League institution and is now one of the directors of the Sunrise Autism Treatment Center of America in Massachusetts. And he'll be speaking with us. We also have Mr. Roland Ligiardi-Laura, who is a member of the Odysseus Group with author John Taylor Gatto, who wrote the famous book Weapons of Mass Instruction.
Oh, okay.
And Roland is a filmmaker and a poet, and he recently did an award-winning PBS documentary called To Be Heard, and it features the lives of three inner-city high school students from the South Bronx who he tutored all the way to an academic scholarship for their writing skills, which is not something that happens very often. And he will be screening that film on Saturday afternoon at around 4 o'clock at LABC.
Wow.
And then he'll be wrapping it up with about a 60-minute presentation and question-and-answer session for people that really want to dig into making a shift in education. Obviously, we've got artist Alex Gray is going to be coming, who is everybody's very excited about that. He'll be creating live on Friday night with Android Jones, DJ David Starfire, Kamananda. The Shimmy Sisters are going to be there, Imajika Ohm. It's going to be quite an amazing event. And then we've got world-renowned economist Hazel Henderson. We'll be Skyping from her home in Florida. We've got economist Gregory Wendt. We'll be talking about the future of green investing. We have the list goes on and on here.
Oh,
we've got
wonderful.
Quite an amazing cast.
It
so,
is absolutely
Mickey Willis of Elevate Films, Rylan Engelhart from Cafe Gratitude is going to be there. It's a pretty interesting list. We've got transpersonal psychologist Juan Ruiz Naupari going to be with us, and a whole slew of amazing artists and bands, Breath of Life Tribe, The Luminaries, Knocko Bear, and Medicine for the People, and it's going to be amazing. We've really got a list, and of course, my main man on the line with us tonight, Mr. Sean Hocking, will be showcasing his artwork. Sean has been a really integral part of NoFest. He's not only going to be sharing his work there in the art gallery, but it is his amazing work that you see on all the posters and all over the website, and he's largely the visual genius behind NoFest, and we're honored and proud to have him with us.
Well, let's talk to Sean. Sean, what's your take on all this, and where are you coming from with it?
Hey, I'm just stoked to be part of it, first and foremost, and thank you for the compliment, Alan. I think the whole vibe of the festival is what needs to happen on a more regular basis. So I'm glad to be part of NoFest, and I think you know, moving forward, it's only going to get bigger and bigger and attract more people and open more minds.
Absolutely, this is essential. I could see NoFest going on in major cities all over the world.
Yeah, definitely. I think you know, with the phenomenal start on the first one, pulling in such great, you know, just phenomenal people. I think moving forward, it's only going to be better and better.
So now you moved out of the corporate world and decided to work in the more spiritual and metaphysical realms. Yes.
Correct. Yeah, I was into corporate advertising for years, and really was not, you know, ever happy doing it, and went on to start my own business where I can still work with the same kind of people that you know, that I like, as far as musicians and other artists, and it allows me the freedom of choosing not to be part of the machine, in the sense that I'm creating symbolism to get kids to buy, you know, Big Macs.
Right, right. Thank you. Well, your advertising worked. It was effective. You can be proud of that. But now we can turn our talents into collaborations with other people who have a similar consciousness level and who are interested in empowering humans trying to be, and not to sell stuff that we know is damaging and hurtful to the bio body suit that we're wearing.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. You know, as far as, like Caleb was saying, we have some of the best artists coming. Alex Gray, obviously. Andra Jones is absolutely amazing. Amanda Sage is going to have some of her work there. The list goes on and on as far as, you know, super talented artists. And some of the other music guests are like Daedalus is going to be there. Pumpkin's going to be there.
Wow.
So it's you know, it's open for everything from, you know, learning about new technologies as far as, like, helping the environment to just having a good time and connecting with other like-minded people.
Well, this is such an important event. I can't urge people enough to go to the website, the nofest.com website, and look at what's going on there and make the trip there and attend and soak in these vibes and be inspired to take charge of our lives again and lay the groundwork for a world that works for everyone. It's time for the BS to stop, and you know, it just keeps getting duller and duller on the television, and if that's what people want, they can have it, but I'm afraid that's a dead-end street.
Yeah, I really like what you just said, Lance, if I might interject, not to interrupt, but...
Yeah, go ahead.
One of the things that I love about NoFest is that it really provides an alternative to going out on the weekend and just, you know, maybe doing something that didn't really help anybody or change anything, or sitting at home watching TV or just vegging out in front of a movie or whatever. You can go and mingle with like-minded people, learn a little something. We're going to have all amazing vegetarian, healthy food. The green trucks are going to be there, the Krishna Kitchen. And, you know, there's going to be great music, and people can, you know, network and interact. And it's going to be really, really something, you know. I mean, it's one of the things that we want to do is begin to provide viable, sustainable, you know, sustainability doesn't just mean the planet, you know. It means, you know, this entertainment system that we've built, it's not sustainable. You know, it's regurgitated, rehashed stories, rehashed plots, rehashed violence, rehashed, you know, depressive things that is not really reflective of who we are as human beings. And, you know, there's other viable alternatives that people can go out and be a part of. And so, you know, NoFest is definitely a body sustainable entertainment. So, people are looking for something better to do on the weekend than sit home and, you know, veg out on the TV or get depressed about the election.
Right.
And I think to expand on that, Caleb, you know, you have to keep in mind too, everybody that comes that actually, you know, takes something away from it, just think of all the people that they're going to interact with after the fact, and it's, you know, just going to explode exponentially. To where, you know, everybody's on the same page and realizes that we have to make a change. I mean, like, everybody knows, like, it's not working. The system right now is not working. There needs to be drastic, drastic changes, and there's nobody else that can do it besides us, you know. We're the ones that we've been waiting for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I really see the time, the hourglass, the sand, there's a little sand left in there, but as the NoFest mentions about the various converging timelines with the Mayan, Chinese, and Egyptian calendars, we're talking about some major shifts and changes, including Earth changes due to the solar flares, the solar maximums coming up in 2013. And many of my guests have indicated that this is a moment unparalleled in it has not ever occurred before. So no one really knows for sure what is going to happen or the level of transformation that can take place. And it is up to us to take charge of the transformation by shifting our own consciousness and working towards expanding and caring for our fellow human beings, and not live in a disposable society that allows things like wars and killings and mafias and control and corruption and all the rest of it, which is literally destroying from the top down. It's a heartless and feelingless imitation world that needs to be unraveled. And I think when we unravel it, there aren't that many people that are causing the havoc and the chaos. And I think we'll find that when we're connecting to other hearts one-to-one, as in these events like NoFest, that we will find that we actually have the real power and that we're much larger spiritual beings than we could ever have possibly imagined.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the great things about NoFest is, you know, the bringing together of like-minded people. You know, that's huge. It's huge, and I'm glad it's spreading. Like I said, it can only get bigger from here, and the more people that we connect with, they go out and connect with other people, and like you said, the balance of power is definitely on our side.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we've seen what the patriarchy will do, and we've had thousands of years to experience what various control systems where they'll take us. So I think it's time to be done with all that.
Yeah, there's definitely a convergence. Through some of the philosophical and religious and quantum mechanic theories all coming together right in time with all of these, you know, calendars and other predictions, there's definitely something happened. I think people can feel it on a vibrational level, and they may not know exactly what they're feeling, which is why, you know, I think that it's awesome what NoFest is doing as far as trying to teach, you know, what you didn't know.
Absolutely. It looks like one of the presenters is Alan Howarth, and I'm just taking this right from the printout. Ever wonder what the vibration of our own consciousness sounds like? What if all the sounds in nature vibrated at the same precise fundamental frequency? For several years now, Alan Howarth has logged countless hours of research, and he just might be onto something. He's made astounding discoveries in the field of sound vibration. That led him to experiment inside the ancient pyramids of the Mayans and the Egyptians. And in 2012, he began conducting research with the U.S. Navy on the use of sound to heal post-traumatic stress disorder. So he's one of the presenters that will be presenting his findings there. And I'm sure that'll be an interesting sound experience as well. One of the people that go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that's one thing we haven't really talked about. Some of the music and sound presentations that are going to be there are just, we've just got an array of talent from the Los Angeles area, and somebody's coming from Hawaii, and just different. Well, we got one gentleman from all the way from Italy. The music at NoFest is going to be something that people will be regretting sorely if they miss, I guarantee you.
I do hope that somebody will be recording it for, you know.
We are. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up. People will be able to, we're doing an entire live webcast. If you go on the web, if you're not able to make it down to NoFest, you can go on to NoFest.com, and you can look at finding information on how to get in on the live webcast. So people need to, if they're, I don't know where your listeners are all going to be based out of, or if you've got people all over the world, or who all is listening right now, but if you're, you know, if you're trapped in the darkest of Africa or India or the Siberian tundra, you can, you can online and listen at the NoFest.
Wow, wonderful. ain't technology grand?
Absolutely, it's amazing we can do.
It can be, yes. It can be used like everything else. It can be used one way and another way. So,
yes.
It's wonderful to see that you're using it in a positive way. What about the vibration of 528? Are you familiar with that?
No.
Well, there's supposed to be a calibration of music that it had to do with the movie Inception, and moving it from the 400 range to the 528 vibration frequency, and it's supposed to be the love vibration, and it just takes recalibrating music, a subtle shift to recalibrate it to a positive harmonic. That's about all I know about it.
Yeah, that's very similar to what Alan is actually studying.
Oh, good.
There's a lot of interesting stuff on vibrational frequencies out there. As far as regarding different ways to affect your health and consciousness.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Another thing. As a matter of fact, we will have some people that are experimenting with sound healing and light healing at NoFest. We're going to have an entire healing tent with people that are doing Reiki and some different holistic methods, herbal treatments, and so forth. Stuff. People are looking to find some of those resources. Maybe they're having some difficulties in their physical body. They can come on down and meet with some of these guys that are really amazing, that are helping people on a physical level.
That's wonderful.
It's really amazing.
We're going through some pretty heavy-duty astrological shifts right now, so I know that many people who are empathic and who feel things a little bit more, which is most of us who are listening, we feel things in our bodies and especially in the solar plexus. So those kinds of healers are extremely valuable to helping us get through these times energetically, removing blockages.
Well, I can tell you, Lance, I traveled all the way here from California, from New York, excuse me. And I'm not used to the dry climate, so I could definitely use a healer right about now.
Well, sending healing now. It can be done remotely, too.
I'm not used to the dry climate.
Oh, geez. Well, that's something that you'll be able to address.
I'll be able to have it at NoFest. There you go. So.
Perfect.
Now, another person who's presenting is Phineas Newborn III. He's a singer, dancer, actor, and choreographer, and he's an AIDS survivor who has decided to fight to reclaim his health through a radical shift in his approach to food. And he's going to be there, and I identify with him in particular because I have had HIV and AIDS for over 30 years now. And I'm permanently disabled with AIDS at this point and living on Social Security. So, people may not know that about me. They think that people on the radio are all wealthy and have, great gigs and all that. But I do this freely for the community. But, that's another area that needs to be addressed is people with disabling situations like cancer and AIDS and diseases, autism. Some people have managed to point to vaccinations as a source for possible contamination with various diseases. So, that's a theory that some people have proven to be true. So these are things that we need to learn how to live with, and it looks like people are using it to empower each other, and that is what I like about the guests that you have or the people that you have during the events.
Well, that's one of the cool things that we decided to do about NoFest. And Phineas has an amazing story. He's going to talk about how fresh fruits and vegetables basically saved his life.
Mm-hmm.
And Phineas is an amazing guy. He happens to be a friend of mine. I actually met him through Alan, and Phineas has actually helped me with some things, because for those of you that are listening out, as well, I also have had to deal with some things in life. I had a diving accident when I was 16 years old, and I have a physical disability, a spinal cord injury, and I've been using a wheelchair for 18 years, and have to be real careful about what I put in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And Phineas has been a great help to me as well, and Phineas is just, has an amazing story. But one of the things about NoFest is that you've got some speakers and some people that are going to be there that are not necessarily well known, you know.
Right.
They're just people like you and I that have been out there that actually have something to say and
right.
are changing the world where they're at, you know.
Right.
And that's really to embody, you know, the place to know what you didn't know you didn't know, because there's a lot of consciousness people out there. There's a lot of consciousness, quote-unquote, celebrities that are kind of do the, you know, there's the kind of consciousness speaker circuit, and, you know, and we wanted to kind of step away from that. We wanted to kind of bring people in that maybe were new to what was happening in the consciousness community, and then bring in some people to speak that were nobody in the consciousness community knew who they were, you know, because they have something to say, and they're changing the world where they're at. So, Phineas is really somebody that embodies that in a big way.
Well, that's one of the things that I like about this event, too, is that it's not just a star-studded event, you know, not another ho-hum, you know, which movie stars are going to show up today. Who cares about that anymore? You know, the world is going down in flames.
Exactly.
You know, we need to talk to people who are really aware and awake and not necessarily making tons of money and famous. It's not about that anymore.
Right.
You know, it's where your heart is at. And unfortunately, not everybody, this isn't a put down on the stars. I think what they do is a wonderful thing, you know, creating what they create. I couldn't do it. But, you know, it's time to get down to the real core essence of who we are and get those people who are walking their talk and who can teach all of us something about consciousness and shifting our reality. Crystal Cole looks like an interesting presenter.
She's definitely going to be interesting.
She has a bachelor's.
I will actually see you. I'll be interviewing Crystal on stage, the same way you're interviewing me. So,
wow.
Yeah, and I've had the privilege of getting to know Crystal a little bit over the last year. Sean was recently interviewed by her, and she's amazing. Crystal's awesome. She's just a
killer chick.
Yeah, she's definitely a killer chick, that's for sure. She's and she's just so giving and smart, really smart. People are going to be very pleasantly surprised on that one. Definitely the dark horse in the no-fetch lineup.
Well, I think she's going to be a big delight to open up a subject that needs to be talked about and needs to be reevaluated, and we need to look at that as a potential for consciousness research. And
yes,
not
absolutely.
As, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if the pharmaceutical companies can get away with promoting something through all of the media outlets for a year without it really being tested properly and then come back and recall it, then we definitely should be able to look at, you know, different stuff that people's been using for thousands of years.
Thousands of years. One of my guests, Graham Hancock, talked about ayahuasca openly on the radio when we did our show, and many of my guests, have had those experiences and talk about it. It's not that they're trying to promote it for everybody to use, but to bring it out so that people who are interested in a spiritual experience using those substances can do so openly, and not be treated like druggies or people trying to escape from
labeled.
You know, this is a time when we need to expand our consciousness and awaken, and I am all for anything that does that. And unfortunately, a lot of these substances have been declared illegal, even though the government that declares it illegal is using them openly on troops and the private industry and the rest of it. So, you know, there's a huge double standard going on and a lot of secrecy, and that needs to be brought out in the open, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's actually, you know, besides just the spiritual aspect, there's actually health benefits involved, you know, in treating post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
Depression, end-of-life therapy. I mean, there's a lot of applications besides just, you know, getting high. You know what
absolutely.
I mean? Like,
treating addiction.
It really needs to be brought back into a, you know, into a setting to where we can actually study it on a legitimate basis.
Yeah. And I really like Hazel Henderson's biography. She's an ethical economist, and she's worked for over 40 years to facilitate a shift in our global economic model and raise awareness regarding the way our current greed-based system is hindering rather than helping. So she's going to be quite something. I mean, it's time for us to, as we know, move away from greed-based corporate control and, you know, use funds to empower the society that should support us, all of us. There should be none that are left out because there's somebody that considers themselves to be better than. So
absolutely. Yeah, no, I got to say, if there's anybody that I'm most excited about, I'm a little partial to Hazel. I've had the ability as well, you know, being the one of the co-founders of NoFest, you have to interact with some of these people and you know, in the booking process and in the promotional process. And Hazel is a classy lady. She is somebody that I've just really enjoyed working with completely. She is everything that she puts out there, she is as an individual. And she's somebody that's definitely a pioneer. You know, she was consciousness and green before consciousness and green was cool, you know?
Yeah, right, and, right.
So I have somebody, you know, I have deep respect for people that were doing it when nobody else was, you
like,
know?
Right,
and,
right.
And she's been out there, and Hazel's policy is really, she's just a mover and a shaker in a lot of realms that not a lot of people have been able to get into. And she's a powerhouse, man. She's gonna. I won't betray her trust and tell the world how old she's gonna be next year. But I can tell you, she's still alive and kicking, and the best of Hazel Henderson is yet to come. So people need to be out here and be ready to hear what she has to say. For sure.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
I'd just like to add to that, man. That you know, huge big ups to Alan and Caleb. And obviously all the other, you know, Liana, Leili, everybody else that's involved for getting such a phenomenal lineup. I mean, as far as the presenters, music, art, NoFest is just, I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal.
Yes, yes, yeah, absolutely. No question about it. This is one that, you know, people need to not miss because this is going to be a paradigm-shifting moment in Los Angeles. I can just feel it. It has so much good energy to it, and it covers such a vast array of aspects of our being that have been compartmentalized and stuffed and basically disempowered for so long. People should be hungry for this. They should be thirsty to drink from the, you know, the fountain of wisdom that's going to be there, that they can't stay away, that they just, you couldn't make them stay away and stay home and clean house and drink beer and watch the game. No, I won't do it.
Yeah, right.
So, what are some of the things that you both have learned about since you started putting this together? What are some of the exciting things that make you really, that really gets you going?
Well,
Caleb?
I guess I can say, as being the co-founder of a large event, is when it comes down to the wire, asking myself, why in the world did I decide to throw a large event?
Right.
but no, really, I guess I really, one of the things I've really learned about this event is through my personal experiences is that, you know, sometimes when you do things in life, you realize that the being a part of something that's actually greater than the sum of its parts is more rewarding than trying to be the hero, you know, or be the guy that gets all the notoriety, or be the guy that is the most popular or whatever, you know.
Right.
You know, that there's some things in life that are just worth doing because they're worth doing, you know.
Right.
And also, I got to say, I think the best thing is the people that I've met. I mean, I've just met people that really, they take the word commitment to a whole new level. I mean, I could tell you some stories about Sean Hawking here. This guy, man, I'm telling you, dude, if there's anybody that really, you know, just really stepped up to the plate and done things when it didn't look like there was going to be any event and anything happening, and just worked long hours and saw very little compensation and has been there for us, I can honestly say that Sean is one of those guys that would be no fest if it wasn't for Sean. And he's just, as far as the website and keeping stuff on it and getting it up there and helping us promote and spread the word, I mean, I'd like to take a moment to just publicly thank him. I'm proud to know him and proud that he's on our team. And if anybody out there has seen his artwork, you need to go to his website and just buy as much of it as you possibly can, because he's worth it. And support him, because we need to support our artists, and Sean is one of those cats that definitely deserves it. And not only is he doing that, but he's making some art that is really divinely inspired and moving and powerful. And you know, and there's a lot of other people. My partner, Alex Avori, we've got a great PR team, Layla Naruz, and our director of operations, Angela Carroll, our business administrator, Patty Carreras, and, you know, I mean, and my family have been here to support me. And it's just, you know, it's really all come down to really been about the people. And, I mean, there's times, you know, when you're busy and you're in there and you're in the trenches and you want to wring each other's necks, but you know, that's just human nature, and you got to set that aside. And it's been difficult, but it's also been rewarding at the same time. And for me, that's really what it's been about. And I'm just excited about the other side. You know, I'm excited about the end goal of the completed event, and looking over the hill and seeing the green pastures and people having a great time and enjoying one another's company and learning and just having a great time at NoFest, you know. And but we're not going to stop there, you know. There's always bigger and better things beyond that. So I didn't mean to ramble there, but that's how I feel. So.
Well, that's wonderful. Maybe we could ask you, Sean, a little bit about your artwork, since we have about 10 minutes or so left. We could ask you a little bit about your artwork, which is on shockingartwork.com, and I noticed the title of one of them is Guards of the 11th Dimension. That sounds pretty intriguing. Duality.
Guards of the 11th Dimension,
yeah.
Is it's loosely translated as some of the visions that have been reported regarding other dimensions that are around us all the time, just due to our limited scope of vision. We can't see. And it, the radio comes on when you turn it on. Doesn't mean that you can see radio waves, right?
Right.
So there's definitely stuff going on, like, in other dimensions. And I think sometimes tapping into those other dimensions is a good thing, because sometimes you learn stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, so most of my artwork is based on visionary experiences I've had in the past. I try to, incorporate stuff that means stuff to me on a visual level, and I hope that everybody enjoys it. It means a lot to me, and, hopefully as far as the artwork goes, it'll just take off and we'll continue doing what we're doing.
Well, it's wonderful stuff. I mean, the symbols and the juxtaposition of, you know, the various elements that you're tying into, the Kabbalah, the high-tech, the kind of a Alex Grayish feeling to it of seeing through various levels. It's really quite wonderful. I haven't had time to look deeply at it, but I can see there's a lot more to it than meets the eye, and it's worth.
It's definitely one of those things you have to take in, and you have to have an open mind. And you have to understand juxtaposition, like you said. I use a lot of Illuminati symbolism. I use a lot of symbolism that, taken as a whole, means something completely different than each individual symbol.
Some of the visions remind me a little bit of the journey at the end of the movie called Renegade. I don't know if you've seen that, but it's about a journey in the Old West, and there's a shamanic journey at the end that's extremely realistic.
Nice.
You know, if you didn't ever have an experience yourself of it, you would need to. It literally takes you there. And it's fascinating to go through all these various matrices and worlds and realms and way out there, and they're there.
Yeah.
They are there.
And the beauty part of it is it's there. It's just a matter of unlocking it and, you know, trying to spread my vision, and I'm trying to, you know, basically open a can of whoop-ass on everybody's pineal glands.
We could use a couple of cans of, a few cans of whoop-ass. We're getting the wrong kind and, from the wrong people. We need some good whoop-ass.
Yeah. And Caleb, I'm still blushing over the compliments, man. You've been great. Everybody's been great. I'm honored to be part of this. And I'm just like you, man. I'm looking to see the end goal and just completely take in everything that's going to happen.
Well, you know who we left out of this? I was supposed to be talking to Alan Savory tonight. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. And, of course, Alan is instrumental in this, too. So maybe we could, one of you or both of you could share a little bit about Alan. And bring him into this, even though he's not here in body. Bring him here in spirit.
Alan is an awesome guy. He is just phenomenal to work with, super friendly, super outgoing. Caleb could probably tell you a little bit more about his background. I know he's worked with huge, huge name people, and he's kind of on the same vibe that, you know, he's had a consciousness shift, and he wants to make a difference in the world. As far as his background, that would be Caleb.
Okay.
Yeah,
Caleb.
Alan. I met Alan. Alan is was currently working as a location manager for film. He's got several locations around Los Angeles that he works with to represent them to film and television. He comes from a music background. He worked with Motown right out of college. He toured with Lenny Kravitz. He toured with Sheryl Crow. He's been a session vocalist here in the Los Angeles area for many years. Very much in the music scene and in the film world. He had also gone through some personal transformations and spiritual experiences and really... we met, and it was just a really interesting, opportune moment. And the rest, as they say, is history. We have very similar stories, and it just seemed to click. And next thing I know, we're doing an event, and here we are doing NoFest. So, but Alan is tonight. He's down at the Conscious Life Expo, at the NoFest table, promoting away.
Okay.
And big last blast.
Yeah, and Alan's another cat that will stay up. I mean, he's dedicating hours and hours and hours to this thing to make it, you know, as successful as it's going to be.
Well, you know, I really got that from everybody that I've been in touch with about doing this show, and I just had such a positive feeling about it. The energy of it and what it represents and how empowering it is for people and how much it's needed right now. So I was just thrilled to be able to have you guys on the show and talk about it because this is so important. We're getting down to the 11:59 and 59 seconds and counting, and people are going to be left, they're going to have some difficulties if they don't start to go within and start waking up, because that is the way of the future. And I don't want to say that anybody's left out, but I wouldn't be, want to be on the wrong end of the unconsciousness spectrum. So this is the kind of event that we need to have.
Speaking of left out, Lance, I just would like to let people know that we have a very limited space because we're an urban event. It's not going to be a traditional festival.
Okay.
We're out in the open, and there's a lot of space for everybody to be in there. So for logistical reasons and fire marshal and police and all kind of public safety regulations that we've had to go through to have this event where we have, I really want to encourage people right now, if they don't want to be left out, they really need to get their tickets in advance, because they'll be guaranteed to get in, because we are anticipating a long
tickets are going
and
fast.
If people want to get in right away and be guaranteed to get in, I really recommend they go on the website and purchase the ticket in advance, because it's getting down the wire, narrow attendance wise here, as far as getting people in the door. So,
and that would definitely suck to be left out in the cold.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
We don't want to lose anybody out in the cold.
I agree. This is not a time for indecisiveness. This is a good thing to do. Do it, pay for it, and go. You won't be sorry. Believe me. And if you are, you can write me and complain. But Sean, you said somebody, we were talking briefly before the show, and I just went down to the UFO conference a couple of weeks ago in Santa Clara and met a few of the guests that I've had on that were presenting there, and I was able to sit and talk for a couple of hours with one of my favorite people, Jordan Maxwell, and I guess he'll be there.
He is. He's going to be getting an honorary award.
Oh, how
wonderful. That's Alex Gray, Andrew Jones, and Jordan Maxwell are the three highlights of, obviously I'm stoked to see everybody there, but those three guys just kind of stand out to me as people that I definitely want to make connections with.
Oh, Jordan is wonderful. In fact, I gave him a copy of my book, which I will shamelessly plug now, called Tales of a Zany Mystic, which is now available on Kindle for $2.99, so people can support me continuing to do this show by purchasing my book. But I gave him a copy before I left, because I just wanted to share it with him, and I thought it would be it's a wild and wacky story, so I thought he might get a kick out of it. So he'll be on the show one of these days if I'm still doing it at the end of the year.
Yeah, he definitely.
We're going to be honoring him. My partner and I, Alan and I, had had a conversation about Jordan, and it was actually some of his writings that had influenced us in the direction that caused No Fest to develop back 10, 12, 13 years ago in our own lives, and we wouldn't be where we were at without some of that information changing us. And so we're honoring him with the No Fest Lifetime Pursuit of Knowledge Award, an award that we'd like to begin to develop that really embodies people that have made it their lifelong pursuit to know and to learn and to change the world with what they know. And Jordan, we really want to honor him because he's affected a lot of people. Love him or hate him, he's a controversial guy, but he's an amazing guy. And
I couldn't personally think of a better recipient for the first award personally.
He's wonderful.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely wonderful.
As a matter of fact, Sean Stone, Oliver Stone's son, the director and talented young man in his own right, will be there to present the award to Jordan on Sunday evening.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, I am so happy to hear that, because he's one of my very favorite people on the planet. So it's funny how this all comes together. People start to know each other on a more intimate level. And we're all pulling together for the same purpose and raising awareness about what's really happening. And Jordan has done more than anybody to reveal the underbelly of what's going on this planet. So
he's truly a pioneer.
Yes, absolutely. And a great storyteller. My God, I was mesmerized by him for 2 hours. I was just entranced. It was a wonderful time. He's just delightful. So anyway, that's nice to hear that he's there. And Peter Joseph, who started the Zeitgeist film and movement, he'll be there, I hear, as well.
Peter will be there?
Yes, yes.
There's trying to think if I'm leaving anybody out. Of course, Alex will not only be painting, but he'll be presenting, Alex and Allison Gray.
Okay. Now, we're coming down to the last 5 minutes of the show, so this is a good time for you guys to let everybody know where the websites are and how to get tickets and anything that you'd like to promote at the end. Go ahead and do it now.
Okay, well, again, everybody just needs to go to nofest.com, and that's www.knowphest.com. You can go online. The purchase tickets button is right there on the front. Check out who's going to be there. There are one-day passes, whole weekend passes, and then we have just the Friday night event available for people. And if people are abroad and they're unable to make it, or they just want to be able to attend NoFest and for whatever reason can't leave the home or whatever, they can get the webcast, and they can get that there online as well. I encourage people to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, because there's going to be a whole lot more interesting stuff coming down the pike for NoFest in the future, and they'll be able to get regular daily updates and find out how to be in the know. So that's the information. Again, the website is www.knowphest.com. And come on down to NoFest this coming weekend at LADC Studios in Los Angeles.
Wonderful. That's the 12th through the 14th. And, Sean, do you have something you'd like to add before we go?
Just real briefly, I'd just like to say that I am absolutely stoked to be involved with such a great group of people, and hopefully through NoFest we can open a lot more people's eyes, and we can continue to spread the vibration that I think needs to take place. And like Caleb said, tickets are going fast, so I would definitely, if you are considering buying a ticket, go to nofest.com and purchase a ticket before they sell out.
I agree. I'm fully behind this event, so I'm honored and thrilled to be able to talk to you guys today and to shed some light on this, and I wish you all the success in the world, and I know it will be. This has blessings from the highest levels, I can tell. So you're just, you're cutting new ground here, and you have my thanks for doing what you're doing and being so persistent at it and raising the consciousness and the love vibration. So you have my thanks as well and my encouragement to everybody to participate in this as well.
Well, thank you, Lance. Mahalo Nui Loa for the invite.
Okay. And thank you, Caleb Bartlett, co-founder of NoFest, and thank you, Sean Hawking, artist and artist extraordinaire and consciousness shifter, and I will hopefully be able to talk to you guys again sometime soon, and have a wonderful event next weekend.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. Thank you both.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Aloha.